Nolte, New York Times reporter forced to resign over use of N-word. By John Nolte on February 6, 2021. After 45 years with the far-left New York Times, reporter Donald McNeil was forced to resign for using the N-word back in 2019. In his resignation letter, McNeil explained the context in which he used the word. I was asked by a student whether I thought a classmate of hers should have been suspended for a video she made as a 12-year-old in which she used a racial slur. To understand what was in the video, I asked if she had called someone else the slur or whether she was rapping or quoting a book title. In asking the question, I used the slur itself. I should not have done that. Originally, I thought the context in which I used the word could be defended. I now realize that it cannot. Assuming this is true, assuming this is all that happened, what we have here is a travesty against everything journalistic and American. The letter itself is a desperate act of self-humiliation, something right out of Orwell's 1984. And I mean literally right out of 1984. 45 years of an unblemished record, as far as we know. A 45-year career and reputation destroyed because he used a racial slur in an academic and clarifying sense, in a way that is perfectly defensible. This is simply appalling. What was it, 3 years ago that the free speech line was on the other side of Alex Jones? Well, look at us now. This poor guy spends 45 years building an exemplary career and reputation, does absolutely nothing wrong, and is scourged and blacklisted, disgraced and ruined. This is not America. And he was hounded out by a mindless and fascist mob led by his own colleague, the hideous Nicole Hannah Jones, the twisted and dishonest mind behind the debunked 1619 Project, who, according to the Daily Mail, refused to accept an apology or the fact he had already been, as we reported here, reprimanded, and threatened to launch her own investigation into him. Now, if McNeil is lying, if he in any way used a racial slur to demean someone or to demean a race of people, the scandal here is that he was not immediately fired. Listen, I'm not normally in the business of defending New York Times reporters. But just as I was no fan of Alex Jones, this isn't about the individual or what they believe or the things they say. This is about defending the speech of others, most especially those I disagree with, as a means to protect my own speech. Believe me, you want the free speech line as far away from you as possible. You want it way the hell over there. But the moment we as a society begin to tolerate moving that line, the slippery slope gets slipperier. In 2018 Alex Jones was safe, then he wasn't. And now a left-wing reporter with a 45-year track record has been disgraced and blacklisted for using a racial slur in an academic and clarifying sense. In less than 3 years, the free speech line has moved to where you are disappeared and unpersoned for doing absolutely nothing wrong. Listen to the silence out there. Listen to the deafening silence as no one at the New York Times or in the establishment media dares to display the moral courage to stand up for a colleague who was fired for doing nothing wrong. Listen to the cowardice, the quislings, the appeasers hoping the woke Nazis accept this Munich-like surrender and stop right there. Newsflash. It no longer matters what you do or say or write. We're all going down. All of our social media accounts, all of our websites. They're all doomed. We're all going to get blacklisted. The question is no longer if, but when. So you best stop whining and start preparing, start building, start creating your own thing. The Hitler Youth goose stepping to the tune of social justice are going to pull all of us out of our homes, break all our stuff, and ship us off to be disappeared, and this is going to happen much sooner than you think. First they came for Alex Jones, now they've just come for Donald McNeil. And you still think you're safe? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.